probably fall is a very busy time for conferences and meetings in Alaska. I took time off to attend the Alley Corporation meeting in September 21st and 22nd, and will again here in Washington for the tax annual meeting later this week. So I, as I reported at the last meeting, I attended the AML Infrastructure Conference the week of September 25th. It was a very valuable week of learning about the many new grant opportunities available to the city of Sandpoint. The networking was really, really good. I really enjoyed attending that. I also plan to attend the tax conference the last 2 days of the week, but because of my workload, I skipped that and went back to work at the office. I will be attending those sessions again, and they're going to happen again in December. Currently, I'm sorting through NOFAS email announcements, websites for various funding sources that will meet our needs, or that we need to identify money sources that will, grants that will that we are eligible to go after. My next step is to begin meeting with the people on the phone or in-person meetings that run these grant agencies and state departments, and anywhere that I could get in front of grant people and talk about how we can qualify so that we don't waste our time on programs that we don't quite qualify for. The Harbor Bridge project is still under consideration. I have messaged our representative several times and made a couple of phone calls and still not getting any answer. I think she might be on vacation. I'm not sure. But I'm hoping that that we'll hear pretty soon about the bridge report. I think what's going on is that they're holding back, because I know that the state and the nation are trying to group projects so that they're cheaper to they're cheaper in our communities, which is a good idea. The FY22 audit is still outstanding. I spoke with BDO last week. They have all the information that they need to, they said they think they have all the information to complete, and we should be hearing from them any day with our final audit. And I am also in the process of contracting with a new auditor. We have identified a possible with Altman and Rogers, and spoke with a couple others. BDO is one of them. The mayor and I met with them. And so we should be wrapping this up here pretty soon, and our FY23 audit won't be started probably until January. I don't know if it'll run this late next year, but it is also going to be late. I assisted the mayor with creating a new position for our EMS and fire department. I think we talked about this at the last meeting. I'm pretty excited that we were able to secure funding to hire a full-time position with benefits for that. And it's currently being advertised. And I heard just today, actually, that we have at least one candidate. So we're looking forward to getting someone in that position. It's kind of been a long time since we've had someone permanent, I think. So cross your fingers. I hope we... Whoops, did I mute you?
For a second, perhaps.
Okay, all right. So the priorities for me throughout the holidays is to find a couple of projects to find funding for. I think I'm well on my way. I really enjoyed that conference, And like I said, I'm going to be networking and next meeting probably in November, we will talk more about, I should know a lot more and maybe we could do some prioritizing. And then my next step after that is I really want to get into the budget. The mayor and I have been talking about this and just to see where we are with the fish tax. We're not sure exactly where we are, but, and then to possibly work on some strategic planning in the future, like after the holidays. And that's it. Any questions?
Right. Thank you, Debbie. Any questions or comments for Debbie at this time? All right, hearing none. Okay, thank you, Debbie. On to our next report. Is the Department of Public Safety, the police chief. In his stead is Richard Lowery. Is that Richard?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor. Good evening, City Council. Good evening, Mr. Mayor. Do you have the September 2023 activity summary?
Yes, we have it in our packet.
All right. So I'll go through this. So first and foremost, we have a new officer. It's Officer Rob Stump. He comes with us with many years of experience. We recruited him from the state of Alaska, so there was no incurred expense bringing him on board. After FTOing him on the island there, I feel very confident that he is a phenomenal personality. He'll be a great fit for the department, and he'll be a great fit for the city. Furthermore, we onboarded as of October 1, office manager, Edith Meha. She is just a bubbling personality, and she is very enthusiastic about her job. I think that it will help move the department forward. She will serve as the glue for our agency as the officers come in and out of the island. She's very technically savvy, which will serve the department well, as a lot of our stuff nowadays is going to the technological side with Teams and cloud file sharing and of the sort. So two new additions. We're at full capacity at this point. Good to know. Chief has done a very good job in getting what he feels to be the right people for the right job. I'm behind him 100%. Mr. Mayor, thank you for all of the help with that as well. going into the September activity report, there were two persons arrested, lodged in the city jail. There were 28 calls to 911, two 911 hangups. There was 11 medical on-call calls, seven suspicious activities, three ambulance calls, one disturbance call. There were two noise complaints. There was one fire call. There was one call for missing persons. For officer self-initiated, there were 99 business checks, four investigation follow-ups, three traffic stops, one open door, one open window, 10 courtesy transports, and two officer assists. For the month of September, there was 677 miles patrolled, four civil papers served, 99 business checks, and again, there were two arrested. The incidents generated two hazmat training hours, three thefts, one ready report, three intoxicated persons, one vehicle accident, three trespass calls, two medevacs, one assist with court, two burglaries, two EMS assists, two stolen properties, two suspended driver's license, and one Title 47. Beyond that, I pulled numbers for the task force officer position for the month of September. The task force officer position and the team had seized approximately 75 pounds of illegal narcotics. All cases are ongoing. Names and identities can't be revealed. Just figured that was a stat that the council might like to know. Are there any questions for me?
All right. Thank you, Richard. Any questions or comments for Richard at this time? Right, hearing none. All right, thank you for your report, Richard.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor, thank you.
All right, thanks. Next report, which is the EMS. The EMS director position is vacant, and we are taking applications, but Denise was the temp, and her report is in the packet. So, go on to the...
Oh, I have a comment.
Okay.
So I know we're in the works of trying to hire a permanent person for this job. What steps are we taking for the ambulance? I know we have one in the EMT1, but how often can this person help with the ambulance? Or can we work with Steve maybe to help with our limbo with not having a permanent person?
Yeah, we contacted the clinic staff, and they were all notified of the shortage. Okay. There was one. We're referring to the same person, but yeah, it is very limited this time.
I would suggest talk to the CEO.
Okay.
We'll pay there.
Oh, okay. Call him that. That was on Friday.
Just so people aren't left without, I guess.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Rita. Any other comments for EMS? Hopefully we'll have that filled. Okay, we'll move on to the next, which is the fire chief. Any questions on that? We'll move on to the next report, which is Public Works, with Public Works Director Julius Carlson.
Good evening, Council, Mayor. For most of September, grape roads, fueled all three buildings, cut brush on several roads, all spread around throughout town. Five vehicles, residents, all gravel for GCI projects, tank cleared on a grader, the excavator to the harbor, disposed two boats and moved it back to the landfill. Build our pad for our incinerator. Shop heaters. Our sand shed and sand truck. We've got that ready for winter. Stop and skip all the ramp in the harbor. Dug one grave. Let go fire. Out some equipment. Moved the tonics from a residence to landfill. And then rode a spot down the harbor due to the tides. exhaust and muffler on our street sweeper. Poured concrete, an asphalt patch, and oil for our landfill scoops.
All right, thank you, Julian. Any questions or comments for Julius at this time? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to the next report, which is Water Sewer Supervisor Dylan Jacobson.
Thank you, and good evening. Work and samples done.
This is Amy. I'd like to attend.
All right, Amy. Is there any other council members? At that time, I believe the clerk normally and the finance officer vote. If they elect not to.
We have our own conferences.
Times. Yeah. Well, if any other council members wish to go.
No.
Sure.
Almost all the way up to it. I'll check on that.
Certainly possible.
Yeah.
Amy, Arlene, and oh. Debbie would probably be already there. Right, so. Okay. And then the other comment about the AML? Not. And there's the Pacific Marine Expo. Is anyone from the city going to attend that as the borough has a booth this year? could attend or send anybody there, I guess. It's, I just remember the last time they had a tourism board and stuff on it, but go there to promote our harbor, and travel lift was kind of down then at that time, though, but... Any objections for myself and possibly the harbor master going to there? So, Debbie and I would meet some of them. Processors.
Yeah, I think that. I think that'd be a great idea if you took the harbor master. I think that would be really powerful, actually, you and the harbor master.
Thanks, Amy. I'm just suggesting things because this was suggested to me beforehand a couple of years ago, so thought it would be good PR relations plus maybe other insight while there. So no objections to what's going on. I plan on doing so. All right, thank you. So, no other comments on that. We'll move on to the next item, which would be public comment. Are there any public comments at this time? All right, hearing none. So, we'll move on down to the executive session. We have a executive session for legal matters. I have a motion at this time for executive session.
I'll make a motion to move this executive session at 7:31.
Motion by Marita. Do we have a second?
Second.
I will call back in. So.
Okay.
Okay. We'll be moving. Thank you. I have to leave another meeting up on my laptop and do it all from that because it's a special task. So it's